I want to just congratulate everybody for getting through Easter. because I remember, you know, I remember as a kid that we got, you know, the chocolate, hollow chocolate Easter bunnies and the solid Easter bunnies, and we got a nice Easter basket. But then we'd never eat it because I never liked it. I never ate, my mother wouldn't allow us to have sugar, but she gave us an Easter basket, and we'd put it in the freezer, and it would be there, you know, until next Easter.
Well, that's why you're weird.
Well, I know, but that's because my mother didn't allow us to have sugar and dairy when we were little. So we didn't have any sugar. So
well, and you listened. That's rare.
Well, if you had my mother, you'd listen too. Because
that's
she was
funny.
Scary. She scared us.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I want to congratulate everybody. Even last night, Laura said, you know, she goes, I got through Easter, and even though I saw the things that I used to pig out on because I don't make them for myself because I'm by myself. I live by myself.
No matter what.
You know, I still was able to, not eat it and not be tempted. And so, you know, it's important that you get through the holidays because, believe me, the next holiday will come just like the sun will rise tomorrow morning. The next holiday will come and you will not be left out. They will keep coming. So for right now, we want you to be really disciplined, and we want you to follow this to a T. And one of the things we keep repeating every week, but one of the ways you can make this happen quickly is, like Laura last night said, every Saturday she makes a big batch of Jackie's chicken salad. And she goes to work. She's working all day. She Tupperwares it, you know, to work. She does the egg muffins, or she does some kind of egg thing. And she stays with four different things, and she says she's not tired of it, and the weight's coming off. She's feeling good. You know, you don't have to eat all these different things. You can just eat, you know, because remember, like Jackie tells you, the hypothalamus works better when it's programmed with a habitual ritual. So if you eat the same thing, like Jackie's chicken salad, if you eat that many times during the week, or you eat the egg muffins many times during the week, you know, you're going to have a better result, because it's really less, if you think about it, it's less work for the brain. The brain will say, oh yeah, there, here comes the chicken salad again. Oh, I know what to do with this. You know, you're programming yourself. It makes sense on a neurological level, to me anyway. Of course, like Jackie says, I'm weird, but, just remember, you know, this is something that is a lifestyle. So, stay in present time. If you, not on purpose messed up, or even on purpose you messed up and find out later that you did mess up, don't worry about it. Just go figure it out what you did. Go to the next meal. Figure out how long you have to wait to the next meal, and go and start all over again. If you really messed up and you need 8 hours because you miscombined, you know, like you had starch with the protein, then just do it the next morning. I mean, you know, this is a lifestyle, and we're all here for you. So get in the room, and if you want suggestions, whatever you need, just get in the room and post, or call your buddy, text your buddy, call your coach, text your coach, PM any of us that are in the room. You can private message any one of us in the Facebook room. We're all accessible because we're all in the room together, okay? So you have plenty of support. We want you to feel free with that, because that is really, I think it's one of the most important pillars, is pillar number 8, which is support and accountability. So just a few tips, and, you know, likewise with Jackie, summer's coming, and I had tuna fish salad yesterday, the tuna fish salad yesterday for breakfast. And I'm like, am I weird? I'm really weird, because I was craving it. So I had a tuna salad for breakfast, huge bowl of it. And today I had the egg salad. So, you know, you can tell that, and I'm wanting more liquids. In the wintertime, you don't really want more of the crayon flesh, but in the summertime, you start to utilize you have more energy because it's warmer, and, you know, you're going to have more thirst. You're going to require more liquids. Also, I want to remind everyone that this is the time of year for herpes viruses, like chickenpox, Epstein-Barr virus, mono. So make sure you're on your supplementation. You're nutrifying yourself properly. Make sure you get plenty of sleep. That's the key right there, plenty of sleep. And if you're not sleeping well, then post it in the room or contact your buddy or contact your coach. Contact any one of us because you should be sleeping well. And if you're not, there's a good reason for it, and we can figure it out, okay? Mm-hmm. All right,